fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday.
I'll give you a copy of it.
Okay. On Monday, the 30th day of January, year of our Lord 2012. I heard another voice there. That's why I hesitated. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We'll have open lines this hour. And the call number is 800-313-9443. Let's go straight to standeo.com and some Earth Changes headlines. Down going to South America, Peru, 6.3 earthquake shakes Peru, at least 60 injured. Going back up north, North America to Alaska, harshest cold spell in years for Fairbanks, Alaska. Coming back south a little bit, northeast faces dangerous snow squalls. We're going to get some winter in some of these places, it looks like, doesn't it? Next headline, going to the Rocky Mountains, 9th avalanche, death of the season, experts warn, risk of slides could remain high all winter. Then we've got my neighborhood, New Madrid seismic zone. U.S. to begin large-scale emergency preparedness drills for a New Madrid seismic zone. That's good. We should do that. Then going to the Caribbean, more strong earthquakes predicted for Haiti, Dominican Republic. And there's a report along with that. A follow-up article, where did all of Haiti's aid money go? Well, they never got it, obviously. More than half of it never made it there. Going over to India, the Popocatepetl volcano eruption mayhem reported by India TV News. Then a solar event, strongest solar flare of 2012, follows worst radiation storm since 2003. And then the article following that is, forget global warming. It's cycle 25 we need to worry about. All right, well, that's our Earth Changes headlines from standeo.com. We'll be talking about some of my... the books, I believe, are important for all of you interested in preparedness and knowing about what's coming at us. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
All right, let's get back from our morning run here and get going. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday the 30th of January. Some of my favorite books. Now, first two I'm going to talk about, they're both novels, by the way, but novels can be very, very informative and very instructive, and these two are. The first is titled Patriots, A Novel of Surviving the Coming Collapse by James Wesley Rawls, R-A-W-L-E-S. The second one is One Second After. The title is One Second After by William Fortschen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, William Fortschen. F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, One Second After. The premise of Patriots is that there's a severe, fast-moving economic collapse worldwide, including the United States, that within a period of a few days leads to catastrophe and a nationwide disruption of all services, including the power grid, eventually, and a complete and total breakdown of civil order. Very well done book. It's in its fourth or fifth generation now. About the third generation of that book, and I got it back, and I first came across that book, I think, in 1998. It was it even had a different title back then. It wasn't even sold as a normal book. It was sold as shareware on the Internet. We printed out, myself and several friends, we printed out copies and put them in three-ring binders. About the third generation of that book, I wrote an index for it. The current editions already have an index. Now, how many novels have you seen that had an index? Well, this one does. Very well done. The characters, the scenarios, for the most part, are pretty well developed and pretty plausible. I try to read the book about once a year. It's a good novel. Frequently described as an instruction manual disguised as a novel. Very well done. And I know there's been an effort for quite a few years to make it into a movie, and I would love to see it made into a movie. Well, 1 second after, another novel. At this point, I've read seven books, seven novels that deal with the United States suffering the effects of electromagnetic pulse attack or a natural event, coronal mass ejection, leading to the same consequences. This particular one, out of all seven of them, this is the best, 1 second after. And it was recommended on the floor of the U.S. Congress for every American to read before it was even published. Now, the author, William Fortune, is a personal friend of Newt Gingrich. Gingrich wrote the foreword to the book. I have no use for Newt Gingrich whatsoever, by the way. Just a little side note. But Newt Gingrich was behind the scenes in 1994, making sure that the assault weapons ban and high-capacity magazine ban legislation passed Congress. That's Newt Gingrich. Anyway, the book is well done, and the setting of the book is a town outside of Asheville, North Carolina, in the Smoky Mountains. What becomes real apparent to me and most people who read it is that the decisions made by the mayor, the chief of police, the fire chief, the city manager, and so forth, the first 24 to 72 hours of that event determined who lived and who died many months, even a year or more into the future. An electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States would result in tens of millions of people dying. Tens of millions. The first 4 to 8 weeks, everybody who's diabetic and uses insulin will be dead. With very few exceptions. There might be some people who, because of who they are and where they live, they may have access to insulin. But for the most part, every person in the United States who has diabetes and requires insulin to stay alive would be dead in 4 to 8 weeks. And it's a very miserable, painful way to die, by the way. Everybody who takes anti-rejection medication because of some kind of organ transplant would be dead in 4 to 8 weeks. There's quite a list of people who require medications to stay alive. I haven't taken the time to compile that list, but it's a long list of all kinds of things. People require daily medication to stay alive. They'll all be dead in 4 to 8 weeks. That's just one small example of the consequences of what happens following an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. Now, maybe I should define that a little bit better. There's two ways this could happen. One would be an intentional man-made act, where one or more devices are set off at high altitude. When I say altitude, high altitude, 5, 10, 20 miles above the Earth, a nuclear device set up at 20 miles above the Earth will have no radiation in terms of nuclear radiation or blast effect at the ground level, but there would be electromagnetic pulse radiation, which you can't see, feel, or hear. It would knock out everything we have that has a transistor, a diode, and so forth, all modern electronic devices. Now, that's, when I say all, there's some dispute about what would and would not be affected. But it would be devastating. Regardless, it would be devastating. The resulting collapse of society would mean no level of government above your local town or village, or maybe your county sheriff might be the closest thing to government that people would know for a year or more, possibly many years. There would still be something called a federal government, and they would control whatever perimeter they had at a military base or whatever it might be. That's all they would control, nothing, not much else. Potable water would become an issue immediately, especially in the cities where people don't have wells and cisterns. Sewage treatment would become an issue immediately because they all require electricity to run the pumps. Food would become an issue in hours. Pharmaceutical products, as I mentioned. There's a sizable percentage of people in this country that take psychotropic drugs. Some, if they don't have them, will be absolutely bonkers crazy. Others will just be uncomfortable. When their prescriptions run out, they'll be fun to deal with, won't they? So those two books, Patriots, A Novel of Surviving the Coming Collapse by James Wesley Rawls, and One Second After by William Fortune, I recommend as foundational books to help you understand two of the major threats that we are facing. They're both real. These are not works of science fiction. These are clear and present dangers to any thinking person who understands how this world is put together and consequently what it would take it apart. Next, I'm going to go over several books here that will help you get the skills you need to survive most anything that comes our way. The first is an encyclopedia-type book. The title of it is Dare to Prepare by Holly Deyo. That's D-E-Y-O, available at her and her husband's website, standeyo.com. Dare to Prepare is very well done. It covers dozens of very useful topics for being independent with food, with water, with shelter, with communications, and on and on and on. Very well done book that I highly recommend. I don't sell it. Maybe I should, but there's only so much one guy can do. Dare to Prepare by Holly Deyo. When it comes to wilderness survival, one of my listeners sent me a copy of this, and I do sell this one. The title of it is Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out. Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out. I have a collection of wilderness survival books, some published by the military, the rest private sector publications. When it comes to wilderness survival, this is it, in my opinion. I've got a collection of Boy Scout manuals going back to about a century or so, going back to about 1917. This is the best. Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out, available for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com. I just got in a fresh case the other day. I buy these 10 at a time. No, I didn't. I've only got one left. The case has not arrived yet. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 30th of January. We're going through a list of some of my favorite books. I'm obviously a reader. Reading is one of my many passions. Next on the list, Field Manual 31-20, FM 31-20, Special Forces Operational Techniques. I do offer this for sale at my website. One of my jobs in the U.S. Army when I was the intelligence NCO for the A team I was part of was to take care of the team library. And we had, probably 125, 150 volumes of various military publications that I had to make sure we always had the most current ones. And so I would always make sure that the editions we had were the current ones, and we would I would order the current ones and then get rid of the older editions. Out of that 150 or so books that we kept in our team library, this is the one book. If I could have none other, this is the one book I would have. It was the only book I took into the field with me. I didn't take any other book into the field with me. We went on an operation except this one. My nickname for this book is Portable War. 533 533 pages, softbound. This is an official U.S. Army publication. FM 31-20, Special Forces Operational Techniques. It's a line-by-line, blow-by-blow description of how to conduct guerrilla warfare. Pure and simple. That's what it is. Next on the list, The Ultimate Sniper, revised and expanded edition by Major John Plaster, USAR. I bought the original version back in 1993 when it first came out. This current version came out a couple of years ago, 2006. If you really want to know what a sniper, who a sniper is, what they do, how they do it, why they do it, there's many books on sniping, by the way. This is the one book. If you could only have one book on long-range precision shooting under tactical conditions, this is the one you want. The Ultimate Sniper by Major John Plaster. Paladin Books sells it. I don't sell it. If there was another book I would consider inventorying, this would be one of them, along with One Second After. I have a fairly small-scale operation with limited resources, and I'm very selective. I have no choice except to be very selective about the books that I inventory to sell to you folks out there. One Second After is one I would consider. The Ultimate Sniper by Major John Plaster is high on the list. It's a large format book, 500-something pages, lots of illustrations and diagrams. There's a lot to know there. There's a lot to know, and the complexities and nuances of long-range precision shooting are pretty extensive. They really are. There's a lot to learn, and I'm working my way through it now. I've read a bit more than 200 pages, and it's a book that I think you'd be very well advised to get. A good book that will help you understand how this world works in terms of geopolitical matters. It was something that changed my life back when I first read it in 1988. The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N. You should be able to pick up used copies off Amazon for $2 or $3. One of the things I appreciate about the book, and those of you who know my bio, you know that I'm trained as a researcher both in college and by U.S. military intelligence. As a researcher, I really appreciate the 30 or so pages of footnotes that cite original source material. Most authors will say, believe it because I say it. Epperson says, believe it, and here's the original source material to back up what I say. When you're making the kind of statements that Epperson does, you better have some original source documentation to back it up. And, of course, he does. Very important book. I would read a chapter a night. When I'd come home from work, I'd read a chapter, and there'd be smoke coming out of my ears, especially as I got closer to modern times and my war, the Vietnam War. He explained things about the Vietnam War that I'd never understood prior to that. Another war that did not have to happen. So that's the list of books. And, of course, we're open for questions and comments. We've got the bottom of the hour break coming up here in less than a minute. And we'll take your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 30th of January. Well, Freeze Dry Guy's January special expires at the end of the business day tomorrow, Pacific time. So you got today and tomorrow to take part in this and get stocked up on his just-in-case units. Back in stock temporarily. This is a week's worth of foods, 21 meals for one person for 1 week. 3 meals a day for 7 days, 21 meals, 28 pouches of excellent, very nutritious, very tasty freeze-dried food. Here's some of the entrees: beef stew, turkey tetrazzini, macaroni and cheese, beef stroganoff, peas, green beans, corn, lots more. All that for $125, shipping included to the lower 48, 2 cases, $250. That includes a copy of the book Nuclear War Survival Skills. Get 4 cases, that's $500. You get 2 copies of the book. Details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. All right. Well, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, I got an extensive bibliography at the end of the of that presentation, by the way. Get ready to read about 8,000 or 10,000 pages worth of books to really learn about that topic. Global warming, what the government isn't telling you. Toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Other things you'll find at my website are the Paratrooper bicycle. You'll find the energy cleaner for sale if you or somebody you know has a chronic pain situation. We've had great success treating, helping people with chronic pain with the energy cleaner. It's only $275. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. I also do private consultations. If you would like a private consultation for you and your family, if you'd like me to come and speak to your church, go to my consultation page. You can get the details of that. I like getting out and meeting people and helping them get clarification on what their goals are and help them achieve their goals. It's always a lot of fun for me. And details at my consultation page at thelibertyman.com. Okay, I'm talking this morning about books. Some of my favorite books, books that I hope you will consider getting copies of yourself and reading so you can educate yourself about these matters. Going through quite a list here. It's just a start is all it is. That's all it is just a start. Now, your local library may have some of these, or they may not. The Unseen Hand would be one of the more likely ones to find at your local library. Frequently, libraries will order in or even purchase books if they know that one of their members of the library would like to read that particular book. The local library here where I live is very good about doing that. They have a budget set aside specifically to buy books that the members of the library want to read. Libraries are wonderful places. I got my first library card. I believe I may have been a third grade, no later than the fourth grade. The city library in St. Louis was about a 1 mile walk one way for me. As little Johnny Moore walking as a third grader, sometimes in pretty bad conditions weather-wise, to get to the library. But I thought library, when I first started going to the library, I thought it was a fascinating place, and I still do. It was the ability to check out books and take them home, I thought was just the neatest thing that I could do that. And at the time, of course, as a third grader, I had interest in dinosaurs and things that typically interest a little boy who's 8 years old or so. But that was fun. And it's been a reading has become a lifelong passion for me as a consequence. I encourage you, any of you who have children or grandchildren, to get them a library card. And take them to the library. And a lot of times these libraries will have special children's programs and special children's section with child-appropriate seating and tables, programs in the afternoons and sometimes on weekends for children to help them acquire an interest in reading. Almost all public libraries now have computers. That's just a given. But keep them out of the computer room and get them interested in books, real books that you really can hold in your hand. And I think it will be something that will help them the rest of their lives and give them a leg up on those that don't, which is becoming a smaller and smaller percentage of Americans with each passing year. I recall running across a little factoid that put out by the American Library Association that 3% of American adults, this goes back 15, 16 years ago, 3% of American adults have a library card. Half of them use their library card for light entertainment reading, romance novels, and things of that nature, which leaves 1.5% of American adults who both have a library card and use it for anything other than light entertainment reading. So that leaves what? 98.5% of Americans who don't use a library either at all or for anything other than light entertainment reading. No wonder we're in the shape we're in. No wonder. And the internet is not a substitute for a library and having real books. It simply is not. If you think it is, you're fooling yourself. Now, these Kindle devices, that's a whole different thing. And I'm probably, this calendar year, I will probably get myself a Kindle device. And I can store up possibly as many as 3,000 of my favorite books in there. I probably will take special precautions to make sure it's EMP proof, stored inside a metal ammunition can with a padded by carpeting on the inside, something of that nature. Maybe an old microwave oven with the cord cut off. Their microwave ovens are designed to keep radiation from getting out. They'll certainly keep radiation from getting in. Make sure you cut the cord off so nobody can inadvertently plug this thing in. We have a caller here. Rich from Wyoming. Good morning, Rich.
John. First off, I've read that book, One Second After There, and it is a fantastic book. I mean, it keeps you on the edge of your seat, you know. So
it's pretty scary, isn't it?
Well, it's everything's probable. There's no doubt about that.
It is.
You know?
It is.
So,
yeah.
And I think it was a few weeks ago or something, one of the TV channels, I can't remember, Discovery or somebody had something, you know, that went along with that, you know what I mean, where everything
right.
went haywire. And
right.
It wasn't too bad. It was, you know, they were talking about preppers and stuff like that and everything. But one thing I wanted to touch on with all this preparation and stuff like that that everybody talks about and stuff, you know, I personally, I'm an old geezer now, you know, but I personally think that one of the things to prepare for, too, is the reloading of ammunition.
I think that is absolutely
very, very important, you know. And because there's, well, like I say, like myself, an old geezer, I don't, I'm 70 years old now, so I can't do the things I used to do 30 years ago, but bunch of old fots out there could most certainly be loading ammunition if push ever came to shove. So I just wanted to get your input on that. So,
okay. Well, I'll talk about that a little bit here. Rich, are you do you have a high caliber rifle yourself? 30 caliber?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've loaded for many years, done a lot of bench rest shooting. And
okay.
Vomit shooting, long range shooting.
Gotcha. Well,
my son shoots 1,000 yards and stuff like that. So
okay. Well, the thing, there's two aspects to reloading. First of all, it can be a very satisfying and very relaxing hobby for anybody who gets involved in it. It is possible, if you're careful in how you shop, to be able to load ammunition less expensively than what you can buy it. My favorite ammunition right now, which is Federal Premium 308 ammunition, is about $1 a round.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I could do a little bit better reloading than that, couldn't I?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
The one thing about the reloading is, I mean, I know in certain situations you're not going to have time to be running around picking up brass or something, but somebody else is always going to be picking up brass.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's a good source of trading and bartering and whatever. So
absolutely.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and I'll get off.
Thank you, Rich. We appreciate the call. Okay.
No.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. And we've got John in Austin. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. You were talking about libraries.
Yes, sir.
something that a lot of people forget about or just don't know is that you can get your library to do an interlibrary loan.
That's right. Yep.
So, like, for example, if I went and found a particular book, let's say, at the Naval Academy or at the U.S. Military Academy, West Point, I can actually get a loan of that book through the library.
It depends on how your library is set up. I've belonged to a lot of libraries over the years, John, and the most of the libraries I belong to, they don't have a scope quite that wide. And I've never tried to do anything with the Library of Congress. Have you?
Yes. Well, I was doing this in, like, Dallas and Austin and you know, big city, big libraries, you know.
Right.
And if you have a university affiliation, you can often get it done through the university libraries as well.
Well, a lot of times, a university, that's a good example of a university library. A non-academic, a non-university-related person can, if they want to, buy a membership into these libraries. It might be a bit pricey. It could be $100 or $200 or $300 a year, depending on the university.
Right.
But you can buy into the university and have all the rights and privileges of a university student who's paying maybe $20,000 or $30,000 a year to go to the university.
So. And like, for example, in Dallas, the SMU library is, and here in Austin, the UT library, because they have both a legal library and then their general scholastic library.
Right. Most libraries, most of the time, will let you walk in off the street and sit and read the books without checking them out. The privilege of checking out books, of course, would require a membership of some sort or to be able to do that.
Right. And but I just thought I'd mention that. It's a little different, and you can go online and peruse the catalog of books available at different institutions, the military academies, let's say.
Right, and right. There's a lot of esoteric and rare stuff when you get into some of these large collections, isn't there?
Yeah, and don't forget the map libraries as well. That's very fascinating to go to the map libraries and look at the overlays and everything like that. Depending on the type of research you're doing.
That's right. Now, I've never been to a map library. Sounds like you have.
Yeah, well, they have here, and we were doing some work along the coast, along Galveston, looking for a particular shipwreck. And the coastline of Galveston has changed dramatically after the 1900 Eraser hurricane. They built it out, and one wreck was found in a parking lot.
Really?
And the other one, you know, we had to try to figure out if it was under tons of sand or under the water, you know.
Amazing.
And so,
well, part of my training in military intelligence school was to take aerial photographs and cut them up and make maps out of them.
Right.
And I had an assignment when I was with the 6th Special Forces Group to maintain and keep updated topographical maps of the entire country of Egypt. It was quite an undertaking. Literally hundreds of maps, topographical maps, to cover the entire country of Egypt. Majority of them all looked the same, by the way, because one section of sand looked pretty much the same as another section of sand.
Yeah. Dude, they're all fast. It's like working the back end of the puzzle, the other side of the puzzle piece.
Yeah, well, if I didn't, you know, if I didn't have the training, it would have been an absolute nightmare just keeping them in order. But we had these special file cabinets made up just for our maps so they could lay flat and laid out and not have to be folded or rolled. It took up one entire end of our building, going about 7 feet tall. It was quite, and since I was a young guy in the office, I got that job, which nobody wanted.
Well, there you go. But No, libraries can, and they're an underutilized source. Most people don't.
Well, most libraries these days also have a fairly extensive movie collection on DVD and a fairly extensive music collection on CD that you can check out as well.
Sure. I mean, the electronic media is taking off. I mean, my wife works in publishing, textbook publishing.
Right.
And you were talking about the Kindles and right. everything, and a lot of school districts and everything are now looking electronic.
I bet they are. You want to hold over through the break, John?
Yeah, sure, John.
Okay, we got our last break. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back from a morning run, ready to get back into the show here. Did you finish your morning run yet, John?
Yeah, sure, John. That's your buddy. Well, and all the way to the coffee maker.
Okay.
Rested a few minutes. Oh, I'm kidding.
I understand. I think we're making some headway here, helping people understand how important libraries are and the importance of getting youngsters 5, 6, 7 years old. It's not too young. As long as they're potty trained and have an attention span, it's not too young to be in a library, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, we've been taking Sean. He got his first library card about 4, and he reads every day. We read to him at night. Reading is an integral part of his day, an enjoyable part for all of us during the day, you know.
Right, and it should be fun and enjoyable, and that's how it should be and hopefully will be for all children growing up.
And I think it's even more important. Now, you were talking about devices, and you were talking about a Kindle, and my wife pitched hers and has gone to an iPad.
Really?
Yeah, and you can get the Kindle application for the iPad. It just gives you so much more flexibility to do stuff, John.
Oh, you're talking about with the Internet?
And, instead of having this and that and that. Like, I do about 98% of my work right now through an iPad and an iPhone.
No, I need to educate myself a bit more, but I understand that the one version of the Kindle is not backlit, which makes it really easy to read under any lighting conditions.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Mm-hmm. You can adjust screen on the iPad, and it works out fine. Like I said, and she gets these devices, free and to use and part of her work.
Right.
And so she tests them out to see what she likes.
Sure.
And so, the iPad was the heads-up winner.
I mean, what's the capacity, storage capacity of the iPad in terms of books, and hundreds or thousands of books?
You got me on that one, John. I can certainly find out.
I know the Kindle, the version I'm looking at, can hold about 3,000 books plus.
Yeah.
Which is pretty considerable.
I would imagine an iPad could hold enough for you. I mean, it has a tremendous amount of memory.
Right. Well, it's all stuff to consider. John, I want to be cut off by the music here. I appreciate your call. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, I'll just be strange and call. All right.
Thank you.
Later.
That's John in Austin. He's been a regular caller for quite a while. Well, we're just about wrapped up the show here for Monday the 30th. We've got wrapping up the month here. Tomorrow will be the last day of January. So off to a good start. That's it for today. Remember, if you're in occupied territory, the code words, John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. Be sure and buy lots of ammunition. If you can't buy it, then make your own. Become a reloader. Never give up your guns. And God bless America.
The next round.